Now he says in verse 22, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Now this is a message, a special message from the Lord Jesus to all the churches that you need the blood-tipped ear to hear. And that's the reason that today you and I need to be very careful about our study of the Word of God, that we not run ahead of the Spirit of God, but that we let Him be our teacher. If you have an ear, a blood-tipped ear, why, He wants you to hear what He has to say. And only the Spirit of God can make that real to us. Now, that concludes these seven churches. These are the things that are, and they have been very important. I've spent a lot of time with these seven churches because it relates to the period in which we live and to, shall I say, to our crowd. Because if we are a member of His church, we're also a member of His body, and there's a great company. Beginning with the day of Pentecost and down to the present hour, there are millions of those that have trusted the Lord Jesus as their Savior. Now, we've seen these seven churches blocked off in very definite periods of time, and largely they're fulfilled. I think that we are in the period of the last two churches. And as we've said before, there is a bifurcation in the organized, visible church today. There is that church which is moving farther and farther into the apostasy, and then there is that church that is staying by the Word of God, the church in Philadelphia. That's the church that will be raptured. The other church with its tremendous organization, and it includes all of the denominations, all that profess to be Christian churches, but have long since departed from the Word of God and have departed from the person of Christ. And that division today exists in the church. One church will be raptured, the other will go into the great tribulation period. Now, may I say that there's been a message in each one of these churches. Now, personally, I've enjoyed going through these this time more than I ever have before. And the reason for that is that since I wrote my book and taught the book of Revelation the last time, I have made several trips to the churches in Turkey, that is, Asia Minor, and I have visited the ruins of all seven of these churches. I've been to all of them two times, and some of them as many as four or five times. And I have always enjoyed it. And each time that we have come to a new church here, I can see those ruins before my eyes. I can see the local situation. Now, He's spoken to a local situation. And He also blocked off all of church history. These are representative churches, seven of them, the complete period of the church while it's here on the earth. But also, there is a message in each one of them for you and me today. Now, the church in Ephesus, there was a warning given, and it's for us today. There was a danger of getting away from the best love. That is, getting away from a personal and loving relationship with Jesus Christ. I think the real test today of any believer, especially those that are attempting to serve Him, is not your little method or your little mode or your little system or your dedication and all that sort of thing that is so emphasized today. The one question is, do you love Him? Do you love the Lord Jesus? Now, when you love Him, then you will be in a right relationship with Him. But when you begin to depart from the person of Christ, it will finally lead to lukewarmness. The apostate church was guilty of lukewarmness. Doesn't seem to be too bad, but my friend, that's the worst condition that anyone can be in. A great preacher in Upper New York State years ago made the statement. He said that 20 lukewarm Christians hurts the cause of Christ more than one blatant atheist. And I certainly would agree with that. A lukewarm church today is the disgrace to Christ. But now each one of these churches had a message for us. The church in Smyrna, he told them not to fear suffering. And believe me, that's the one thing that we are frightened of today in the church. We don't want to pay a price for serving the Lord Jesus. And yet, that is his method, by the way. And then to the church in Pergamos, or to Pergamum. He spoke to that church, and I probably just ought to reach back and lift that out. And it's in 2:14. He says, I have few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, and so on. And those that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans. And the danger is wrong doctrine. And that, of course, is a grave danger today. Wrong doctrine. That was the thing that was wrong in the church in Pergamos. And then the church in Thyatira. That church, and again, turn back and look at 2:20. And if you'll notice that with me, I'll read it. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication, the new morality. And that's a grave danger for many today. They think they can accept Christ and then live on a low plane. You'll not get by with it, my friend, if you're his child. I can assure you that. And then to the church in Sardis, the Protestant church, there was the danger of spiritual deadness. He says you have a name that you live, but you're dead. And what about your church, brother? Is it alive? Are you alive? Are you dead in a dead church today? And there are many that are like that, and yet they talk about holding doctrine. But my friend, the important thing in Protestantism today is the fact of deadness. And that's the worst thing that I can imagine. Now, the church in Philadelphia, they were not in any grave danger, because he doesn't condemn that church at all. He has no word at all to them. But he does say this, to hold fast that which thou hast. Now, what was it they had? Well, he had commended them, you'll remember, because they kept his word. And we need to be very careful about that. I look back now over my ministry, and men that started out true to the faith, many of them much stronger men than I was, and were men that defended the Word of God in a way that I did not in those early days. And they've departed from the faith. I'm amazed at that, but that's a grave danger, even in the church in Philadelphia today. And none of these things ought to deter us at all. This is the history of the church.